And the background music of Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. It is program number 517 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, Larry Rezavian and our Musicians Come and Play theme there, wrapping up right there. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're right at 15 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading currently of 81 degrees here in central Minnesota. Bright sunshine here, gracing our land. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in and say good morning to Augie Makowski. Good morning, Augie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Very good. We got to bring you up a little bit because we can barely hear you. So, all righty. What's it like in the Glencoe this morning?
Oh, it's real muggy.
Muggy, yeah. Yeah, I was just outside, and it is getting warm out there, 81 degrees and hot. You make home in Glencoe these days. Is that where you were born and raised, or where did it get going for you?
I was born in Silver Lake, which is 11 miles away.
Silver Lake, okay. Okay,
When I started working for the telephone company, I had to move to Glencoe because, when you're on call, they had a dial in the office that swung around to all the people that were different people that were on call for a week.
Okay.
I had to be in town. Now, of course, with the digital system, you can live anywhere.
Oh, sure. Yeah. All right. Well, you were born and raised in Silver Lake, did you say?
Yes, I graduated from Silver Lake High School. And
okay.
As far as I went.
Okay. And did you take music, band in school at all, or how'd you get started in music?
I did have band and choir.
Okay.
And I played a French horn in high school, or when I started.
Okay.
That's the only instrument that they had that was rented, and we could not afford to buy a new instrument, so I used the rented one.
Okay. And who were mom and dad again?
Say again?
Who was your mom and dad again? Who were they?
William E. and Lucy Makowski.
Okay, very good. And, of course, they are probably long gone by now. Now your brother was Bill, Wee Willie, and so somehow things got up to North Dakota. Was it Bill that moved up there, or was it your folks that actually moved up there?
Well, it was Bill. He actually moved to Glen Lake first after he got married, and then he moved up to Fergus Falls. And I don't know, about every 5 years he was doing some moves, so eventually he wound up at Morton, North Dakota, which is outside of Wahpeton, Breckenridge area.
Oh, okay.
So.
Very good. And now, Bill, was he older brother?
Yes.
Okay. Any more in the family besides you two?
We have two sisters, and, one of my sisters passed away 2 years ago, I think it was, Dolores.
Okay.
And Darlene will be celebrating her 90th birthday on the 17th of August.
Okay. So that must make you the youngest one of the tribe, huh?
Yeah, I would be the baby.
Yep. And they figured they couldn't do any better, so they threw the pattern away, huh?
That is correct.
How about yourself, Augie? Married and family, too?
Yes. My wife, Irene, was a Moorbacher. And we are married now, 51, working on 52.
Okay.
And I have three kids. Eric, who is in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
Not married at the present time. And I have a daughter that is in the Stacy area with six kids. So that's six grands right there.
Uh-huh.
And then I have another daughter that is in Fairmont.
Okay, very good.
She has one boy.
Okay. Well, gotten to know you as a tuba player, and I've mentioned this before on the program, having been a drummer, you kind of connect in that back row with the tuba player. And I've played with a lot of good tuba players over the years. I haven't had the chance to be on stage with you, but if we live long enough, maybe that'll happen. But how'd you get started playing that tuba then?
Well, I had a day off from work, and I stopped in this beer joint where my classmate of mine, Jim Wendolick from Silver Lake, was playing his concertina on the patron side, and he said, I sat next to him, and he said, "Seth, you played a horn in high school. How about playing tuba for me? I'm going to thinking of starting a band up." And he said, "Well, I don't have a tuba." So I went home, and I just happened to get the local paper and opened up the page, and it just popped right out. There was a baritone that was for sale for $75.
Okay.
So I got that. I wasn't going to spend a lot of money to get anything, you know, bigger.
Sure.
I didn't know what I could do, so I did that. Tried the baritone, and then, I suppose I would say from the start I was probably getting about 30-40% of the notes right.
Mm-hmm.
And, I worked myself into it, and So eventually I did get several different bass horns that I have my third one, I think.
Okay.
Has bass horn. So.
Well, good. And it's been a rather rewarding instrument for you playing that. I mean, did you play, well, I should ask you, did you ever play concertina yourself or any melody instrument?
No, I can't say I didn't, but not, I just picked it up and trying to play.
Sure.
And you couldn't figure that when you push one button in it good and pull it out, it's two different notes.
Yep, that is true. So you left that for your brother then, left Bill do the concertina work.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and boy, he was a great player, just a great guy. And I know we get into this a little more. You got some wonderful memories that you can share. When was it that Bill died again? I know it was January, and was it back like about, it was after 2000.
Well, it was January 19th, and it was 10 and a half years.
Okay, 10 and a half now, so 14, yeah.
Yeah,
so, and the short time I got to know Bill, and really just knew him over the phone, but just a wonderful guy, such a great personality, and loved music, and just loved life, and it was so sad to see him go so soon.
That is true, and I know we miss him, and so do a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Life, as they say.
That's right. And it was this time of the year that he used to come down into this area. I remember he used to play at Bolas for their festival, which is in July. Might even be either last weekend or this weekend. He was a real popular favorite down here those times of the year.
Yep.
So How'd you get started with playing with Bill there? I mean, was he playing first? So you had said that you started in with Jim Wendolick there, but how'd you wind up playing for Bill then?
Well, he started playing a little bit more down here, for the festivals that started up after New Ulm.
Oh, after the Gasuffa days?
Yes. And so then when the festival started at Gibbon and then Bird Island and Ellsworth and a number of other places, he just wanted me to play with him. And
sure.
Then there were just regular dances that we were down here too after that. And so then eventually he moved to the city. Then I was... I wouldn't say every Saturday, but there was a lot of Saturdays and Sundays that we'd go.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, and just fun times. And we're probably talking, back in the 60s probably when you were going full swing there already, 70s?
it would be, it would have been the 70s and 80s, I guess.
Okay.
Because I'm 51 years, you know. And I'm trying to connect that there. And, it was there, or it could have even been a little bit earlier.
Sure, yeah. And, boy, those were the heydays of polka music, weren't they? I mean, big crowds, full dance halls. It was just fun.
Well, on those festivals, it's just unreal, the amount of people that were there.
Yep, yep.
And everybody was having fun, and there was no discussions or get out of my way, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I can remember Gibbon polka days where it was a day like today.
Yep.
And this one fellow was wet with sweat down to his ankles. Maybe the last 3 inches or 4 inches of his pants were still dry.
Yeah. Yeah. And dancing up a storm, huh? And that just worked. Yeah.
He was losing weight because he had a little bit more weight.
Sure. Oh, that's great. Mention some of the other guys. We've got people here that listen to Chasm, and they remember all of these recordings that Bill had put out over the years. And of course, he must have had, 20, 25 of them over the years. First ones on album and then to cassettes, and probably 8 tracks in there, and then finally to the CDs.
Yes. We had 20. Under the Wee Willie Band.
Okay.
And then he had a trio.
One on there, yeah. CD.
A Fargo Band.
Yeah.
And then we combined two dual CDs of Best Of.
Sure.
So the first one was for the first 10 recordings. He took some numbers off each of the records and recordings, rather. And then the second volume was from 11 through 20.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So, and still getting requests for Wee Willie music, and we're still selling an occasional CD. Technology has certainly changed, and not the business like it once was, but we still carry them and still have them on hand, so people looking for music, they can always get a hold of me, or you're my supplier of them, so you have them as well. And it's great to keep that music alive, isn't it?
Yes, I'm still playing, and with George Palma and Blake Klostermeyer, and I help out Jim on occasion yet.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And, is it Polka Fest, or what type of venues are you playing these days? Are you playing like at the ballroom at Glencoe, or where are you usually at these days, Augie?
This would have been at Playmore.
At Playmore, okay.
In Glencoe, and it was a 3-day event.
Oh, yeah.
So two bands every day it was.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And so you were with George, you said?
I was with Blake on Friday and with George on Sunday.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yep. Yep. So that keeps the lip in shape. You don't have to start practicing in between, like if you don't play for a month and then try to, it gets a little tough.
Yeah.
I know how those brass instruments are.
It was a busy week this week.
I'll bet. You bet.
This past week.
Now, did any of your kids show an interest in playing any of the polka music? We're losing you there, Augie.
Okay, sorry. They played in a high school band.
Okay.
So.
Okay, just high school music, but it's funny. The younger generation didn't develop the passion like we did for playing the old-time music.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Well, very good. If we can ask you to hold that thought, Augie. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. And then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
That's okay.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. And did you know that the St. Joe Meat Market still grinds hamburger fresh daily several times a day and even more often on the busier weekend days. You will understand how important this is if you ever buy burger at one of the big box supermarkets and open the package and find that pool of blood on the bottom of the package or that soggy soaked up diaper in the bottom of the package. This is because they grind it so far in advance, causing it to have an odor or off taste. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market this week and treat your family to some fresh ground beef. The brat of the week this week is our smoked cherry bomb brats. The smoked cherry bomb brats are another of the many great flavored brats made for you at the St. Joe Meat Market. Come in and try some for yourself. This week you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. Cooking and serving at the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market this weekend are the St. Joe Men's Knights of Columbus. Come out on Friday and Saturday and show your support for a great organization while enjoying a brat and or a burger and fries and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. The Knights do so much for our community, and they deserve our support. Also, something new for a little while now at the St. Joe Meat Market are ground bacon ends. They are so good to heat and brown for a bacon crumble, to add to soups, salads, burgers, meatloafs, meatballs, and more. They are now available in vacuum-packed packages. As always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And we thank you. And Augie for being our guest on the show. And we award you with a nice meat package put up at the meat market. And along with Chasm, we get that to you. And as it turned out, you had an appointment at the VA in St. Cloud here a couple of weeks back. So we met you there and gave you your package in advance. And you said that that's almost gone, huh?
That was very, very good.
Yeah.
Had several of them, and it is a very good product.
Well, good. We're glad to hear that. I'm glad you and Irene can enjoy that. And, yeah. So, well, talking about the CDs and the recordings, you've been on pretty much all of the recordings then, Augie, or how far back do you go?
I would have been on 3 to 20.
3 until 20. And
yep.
You never got up into the North Dakota area. He had a different band than when he recorded that trio CD, huh?
Yes, he had a three-piece.
Three-piece up there, yeah. Yeah, we were talking before. Can you mention some of the names of the players that were through the years with the Wee Willie Band?
Well, Marv Anderson on drums.
And okay.
And, guitar. Morrill was a bass horn player on that number two album, along with a sax player. I can't think of his name right now.
Okay.
Right now, but then there was George and Steve Tarnick that played with us when we played at the Boca Fest on trumpet. Ken Lobrick was a guitar player at the end. And Jim Bartuszek was a drummer at the end.
Okay.
There was... sure. I can see him. I can't think of the other guitar player.
Was there a Rodney in there?
Pardon me?
Rodney or Randy?
Randy? No, not
no?
like
me. Okay. I was thinking of Rodney or something like that, guitar player. There was one that could really sing that country western stuff.
That's the one I'm thinking of, and it just right now slipped my mind.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
And I'm just looking in the CDs to see if I can see any names of the musicians back in those days. Oh, Wally Kessler.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. He was a fan favorite. People really enjoyed his singing and guitar playing.
Steve Carlson was also a drummer.
Okay.
For us.
Yep.
It would most of the time it was just concertina, drummer, bass horn, and guitar.
Oh yeah, yep. And did you have a book to read, or was everything improvised? Bill obviously had his music, but I think he played so often he didn't use it a lot, did he?
Well, it was in his computer, and that would be in his head.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
One reason I say that, because he'd having a song ready to go, and somebody comes up and says, hey, can you play the Lakeside Waltz or something, whatever? And sure, and he'd take off right away.
Oh, really?
He had that ability to know exactly how he's supposed to start.
You bet. Oh, that's great. You bet. Some of the great dance halls that you remember playing at over the years.
What was the?
Some of the great dance halls. You know, there were so many dance halls back in the days. Which were some of the ones that you enjoyed?
Well, Playmore and Gibbon, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Bird Island was good. And we were at Cottage Grove.
Yeah, Majestic.
Bell Ray, and then we would take a bus to Wisconsin in the Watertown and Janesville area.
Oh, yeah.
Down into Milwaukee. And a very killing weekend.
Oh, I believe it, huh?
It could have killed all of us. Because there were 3 days of fun.
A lot of the younger generation doesn't even know what you experienced or what you went through, all of the the hoopla of the whole thing. It was really neat.
It was a lot of fun just seeing the people out there dancing and having fun, of course. And, you know, when you have a fest, polka fest, you can actually talk to people on your breaks.
Yep.
Where when you do the regular four-hour job, you got 10 minutes and you got to be back.
That's right. Yep.
So the fests were really, really fun because you could meet people and you'd meet people from all over.
You bet.
Iowa and, you know, beyond. Nebraska, Kansas, wherever.
I'm sure you sat in with a lot of bands over the years. You care to? I mean, you of course played for Bill all those years, the Wee Willie Band. But now you've been working a lot with George Palma, George's Concertina Band. But some of the other bands, Wendingers, some of the other big name bands, care to mention?
Well, I did not play with the Wendingers. But,
oh, you haven't? Okay.
Ernie Stump Band.
Okay. Bill Payne.
New Prague way.
New Prague, yep.
Anyway, I played with Cease, the Cease Band.
Okay. Irwin Cease, yep.
Earl, yeah. And Leon Olson.
Okay.
Johnny Helgut, I'd help out once in a while.
Sure.
When we were at the same place.
Okay.
Anyway, I really didn't have that many bands, but I did help out on occasion.
Sure. Did you ever have time to go out and watch other bands at all that you weren't playing at all? Did you get a chance to see Jerry Schuft or Elmer Scheid or Six Fat Dutchman or any of those bands over the years?
No, definitely. Saw all of them.
You did?
Mostly at the New Ulm thing, but
yep.
Otherwise at... Well, when I was growing up, I suppose I would say we'd go out for entertainment and see all of those bands. Ivan Cale and...
Oh, yes.
Jerry Schuft and Earl Schmidt and, you know, they switch names.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It was fun to listen to all those.
Absolutely. I always reminisce that this time of the year, we were a family of nine kids, mom and dad. He bought a 9-passenger station wagon back in 1964 and was a steady drummer for the Deutschmeisters. But maybe once or twice a summer, he'd get a Saturday night or a Friday night off, and he would like to load all nine of us kids into that wagon, nine-passenger wagon, and then take us to the Dairy Queen or something like that, and then pull up to the back of the ballroom, say like the Richmond Coliseum or the fairgrounds in Sauk Rapids. And back then, nothing was air conditioned. They all had those windows, those shutters that would open up. And a lot of times the ballrooms were near a lake or something. And so the music would come out of the screens there. And you could sit out in the station wagon enjoying your ice cream and just, you know, you could actually look through the windshield and see in the back door, and you could see the people in there dancing and having a good time. It was something special back in those days with the venues being like that.
Right. I can remember when I was growing up, Fillmore used to be on the south shore of Silver Lake.
Oh, yes.
And so across 20 acres was the ballroom from our house.
Oh, okay.
So on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you would hear music when you go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
In the summertime, of course.
Yep.
Wintertime, you have your doors closed. But anyway, then in 1958, they moved Fillmore.
Okay.
To Glencoe.
Oh, they did.
They, the booths and the stage, all the things that the dance floor, they did not move, but everything else was moved to Glencoe and reconstructed and put in the floor. And Merv Gifferson had the ballroom Jerry had the ballroom for a long time too.
Sure.
And then Merv Jefferson bought it, and I'll tell you, that floor was second to none.
Oh, boy, yeah. Yeah, it was really a fun time back in those years. And it's one of the events that my wife and I enjoyed, too, was going to a polka dance. And we danced to a lot of great bands, too, over the years. Probably the Jolly Lumberjacks was our favorite when they'd come into our area. They were so snappy and peppy, and, yeah, we really enjoyed them as well.
Yeah.
You bet.
A lot of bands that I haven't mentioned, but Deutschmeister's the Dorschner band, and the Dorschner band, that was all excellent players.
Yes. So fun times. Well, Augie, our time is about running short. We're going to save time to play some music by Wee Willie Band. But I always ask you, and I can't remember what you've told us in the past, a special memory as you go back through your career that you'd want to share with the listeners.
Oh, they're all good memories.
Uh-huh.
Or most of them, but I can remember one time we were up in North Dakota somewhere. And I couldn't tell you the name of the town, but I was probably not feeling all that great, and it was not the warmest. So I had a blanket around me to try to stay warm. I don't say that's a memory, but it is a memory. But it, as far as just seeing the people out there dancing, it's pretty hard to say one over the other. That is.
Yep.
You know.
Oh, that's great. Very, very good. Well, good. Well, Augie, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us once again on our Musicians Come and Play. It's always a great time to play Wee Willie music and play it for about a half hour straight here. And I've told you in the past, we'll tell you again. Good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
It sounds great, and I just say hi to all those Chasm people and yourself, and you're doing a terrific job. Ty.
Well, very good. All right, we'll let you run, Augie. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, but have a great afternoon, all right?
All right.
There he goes. Augie Mikulski, our 517th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Wee Willie Band in just moments. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Tone Checks, wrapping up our theme right there, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 517th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Augie Makowski, August Makowski, the brother of Wee Willie, our guest this morning on our Musicians Come and Play, sharing memories of playing with Bill and over the years, his memories of playing that bass horn. So we're going to start out music right now with the Wee Willie Band. Here's a nice polka tune with Wee Willie. And, of course, he always introduces them himself. But this one is called the Essek Polka.
Hey, it's polka time, one called Essek Polka.
Band, great polka tune there. Wee Willie, so good on that concertina. Augie on the bass horn, and one called the Essek Polka. Well, Bill did a lot of country tunes, two steps, and variety songs. Here's one called Charlie Shoes, the Wee Willie Band.
It wasn't long till I was walking round in Charlie's shoes.
tights and Charlie shoes are killing me. So quickly did turn brown, 'cause every little thing I built she's always tearing down. I never knew old Charlie's shoes could have so many tags of disappointing sorrows, and I wish I had them back. And now I'm wearing out the shoes that Charlie wore, walking back and forth across the floor. The trouble that should have went away I've got for company. These nights in Charlie's shoes are killing me. These nights in Charlie's shoes are killing me.
One called Charlie's Shoes. That is the Wee Willie Band from back in the days. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 82 degrees here in central Minnesota. As we are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport. And Jeannie, texting me information, says, hello from Medora, North Dakota. Yes, Jeannie B and the group is out enjoying a great time at the Medora Musical this weekend. And Jeannie invites you to join the tour group when they depart once again on August 27th in August. And that trip is going to take you to the Black Hills, Deadwood, and then to Medora to the musical once again. Enjoy sightseeing of all the hidden gems of the Deadwood area and the Medora musical. The big pitchfork fondue is a must take in thing. The gospel brunch and the touring of Teddy Roosevelt National Park. There are limited seats available, so you'll want to call Jeannie B's Tours soon at 320-345-1581 and reserve your seats while they're still there. Two great fall getaways are happening in September. On the 24th, join the group heading to Hostfest in Minot, North Dakota. Experience three fun-filled days with Scandinavian music, vendors, specialty foods at the live concert. On the 29th of September, Jeannie B's begins the Celebration Mississippi River Cruise and Galena, Illinois tour. The fall colors along the river are awesome. Call 320-345-1581, Jeannie B's Tours, to book this tour. Now is the time to reserve your seats on the holiday tours. A Jingle Jangle Nashville Christmas is leaving on November 8th, and Music Mountains and Mistletoe is heading to Branson on November 17th for a very festive Christmas tour. Gather your touring friends and family and reserve your group as soon as possible. As Jeannie always likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. And that is information, tour information from Jeannie B's Tours, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Fun, fun traveling group. You will enjoy yourself. Guaranteed. Yep, make that call. Give Jeannie a call. She's waiting to hear from you. 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 82 our current temperature. Waltz time with the Wee Willie Band, an old standard, Over Three Hills.
Waltz time, Over Three Hills, and you're half a mile from home.
Wee Willie Band with Over Three Hills. Right now it's polka time, the Wee Willie Band, and one called the Hopeless Polka.
It's polka time with the Hopeless Polka.
Wee Willie Band with the Hopeless Polka. 12:30 here on KASM, 82 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota. In the final portion of our musical treat for dancing feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, the home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. Kevin is located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower, and it helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And Kevin still has a nice inventory of brand new Hustlers on hand, although he's really been selling them. And you don't have to ask why, because boy, the rain we have been getting, that grass is growing. We have never had a more beautiful lawn. We're cutting it probably every 4 days on average now. And my wife and I, she goes on hers, I go on mine. We have two Hustlers, and boy, we just had new blades put on. It just cuts it so beautiful. Now, Kevin does repair work in all makes and models, and I had the opportunity to try that out for myself last week. The main belt blew on my big mower, and I think that thing has got to be close to 15 years old, and that, I think, was still the original belt. So it needed to be replaced. And stopped by Kevin's there. He lifted it up with the hoist, and I don't think it took him 5 minutes. He popped on three new blades and stuck that new belt on, and that mower was ready to take home again. And then the other one, we had a belt replaced, the little one, and blades replaced, and Kevin had to do a little welding on that one. That one needed some repair work, so he kept that one, and I think it was 2 days later he called me, "Si, you can come and pick it up now." So the kind of service that you can expect from Kevin's Countryside. He can change your belts, hoses, lubricants. He can sharpen your blades. Kevin also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. Now, Kevin also took on the Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment line a few years back. So he carries handheld blowers and backpack blowers. There's chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more. Again, they're all powered by that very powerful 56-volt lithium battery. So again, for more information, give Kevin a call, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, he proudly brings us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 83 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's another, I'd call it a variety tune, one called Melody D'Amour, the Wee Willie Band.
Here we go at Melody D'Amour.
Melody D'Amour, and that is the Wee Willie Band off of their Volume 20 CD. Right now, here's one called the Henry's Polka, good old-time polka time.
This is for all the Henrys out there, called the Henry's Polka. Thank you.
The Wee Willie Band, and boy, that is just entertaining music. One called Henry's Polka. Why, he, you know, some bands will sound like other bands. Wee Willie has got that distinct sound. You just know it's the Wee Willie Band when you hear that music. The instrumentation, that great tuba player, Augie in the background there, Bill on the concertina, and of course the guitar, just great, great instrumentation. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, it's time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Here's a great waltz tune, one called The Farmer's Wedding Waltz, the Wee Willie Band.
Here we go at the good old Farmer's Wedding Waltz.
The Wee Willie Band, yes, one called The Farmer's Wedding Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for our Dancing Feet here on KASM.